Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Laura Simon, so good to be with you this morning. It's been a really nice weekend so far, a bit breezy outside. Let's get right to meteorologist Jamie Travers with the first look at that forecast.
Yeah, you know, those winds picking up this morning. You'll notice them if you head out the door, but also what you'll notice, the mild temperatures. So pretty good for this time of year, and considering we don't have the sunrise hasn't even happened yet. So we're at 50 degrees. We have a south-southeast wind sustained at 11 miles per hour. That wind will continue to ramp up as we progress through the morning and into the afternoon hours. Temperatures elsewhere, not everyone at 50, unfortunately, but we have very mild numbers up there. So 43 for Alton, 53 for Rolla. We have 45 in Salem, Litchfield, Illinois, 43 in Mount Vernon. We have mostly clear skies overhead, a few clouds rolling across far southeastern Missouri into a far, potentially into far southern Illinois, but those look to stay south of our area. So clouds hard to come by again today. Very similar look to yesterday, but it will feel about 10 degrees warmer this afternoon. Yesterday we hit 66. We should be at that 66, 67 degree range already at 11 a.m. this morning, and we will have highs today close to 80. I don't think we'll hit a record today, but tomorrow maybe. We'll talk more about that as well as a storm threat coming up in just a few minutes.
Okay, Jamie, you've got a lot to break down clearly. Breaking overnight, police make an arrest after a woman is shot and killed in Midtown. This happened around 2:45 this morning at Thomas and Garrison. Police say the victim had several gunshot wounds to her body and she died at the scene. Homicide detectives are investigating and do tell me one suspect is in custody. Two four-year-olds killed in a devastating fire in Cahokia Heights will be laid to rest today. Visitation for Chad Metcalf and Charlie Edmonds is happening at 10 this morning. Their funeral is taking place at noon at Michael Funeral Home on Southwest Avenue. They will be buried at Chapel Hill Cemetery in Cedar Hill, and people are encouraged to line the streets for the procession. The family does have a GoFundMe page to help pay for funeral expenses. You can find a link on our website, fox2now.com. St. Louis County Police are searching for a missing woman. Kira Littrell was last seen at an assisted living facility in North County where she lives. Littrell is 35 years old. She's 5'2 and weighs about 140 pounds. She has blonde hair and brown eyes. She was last seen wearing a red puffy coat, jeans, and white tennis shoes. She was carrying a red and pink bag and walks with a limp. Anyone who has seen Littrell or knows where she might be is asked to call St. Louis County Police at the number there on the bottom of your screen, 636-529-8210. St. Louis City Police are looking for a suspect who attempted to rob a bank in South St. Louis. This happened on Tuesday, February 20th at the Regions Bank on South Kings Highway in the Bevo Mill neighborhood. Investigators say he also tried to take a customer's purse. Police believe that the suspect's between 20 and 30 years old. He stands around 5'9", weighs about 155 pounds. If you have any info on this crime, you are asked to call Crime Stoppers there at the number on the bottom of your screen. Fox 2 is your local election headquarters. Former President Donald Trump wins the Missouri Republican caucus. St. James Center in Dogtown was one of several spots throughout St. Louis City hosting a caucus or convention. Trump won all 114 counties and the city of St. Louis. Missouri Republicans began electing delegates to represent the state on Saturday, and these delegates will be speaking for the state at the Republican National Convention in June. People in St. Louis County also voting in favor of Trump. Umsol hosted a caucus on its South Campus near the university's baseball field. And meantime, the Missouri Republican Party is trying to remove a GOP candidate for governor accused of having ties with the KKK. Daryl McClanahan, who is not seen in this video on filing day, was seen in some photos with KKK leaders and at a cross burning back in 2019. He denies actually joining the KKK, but does admit to being an honorary member at one time. Missouri GOP leaders say McClanahan's affiliation with the Ku Klux Klan contradicts the party's values and platform. In an email to the Associated Press, McClanahan says he's been open about his views with state Republican leaders, calling them a bunch of, quote, anti-white hypocrites. Happening over the weekend, a March for Peace is held in Laclede Park. This all took place in the Dutchtown neighborhood and is part of St. Louis Mayor Tishara Jones's Show Me Peace initiative. According to the Office of Violence Prevention, measures are being taken to improve 911 dispatch. Reducing gun violence is also a major priority, and so is fixing a broken correctional system. Gun violence accounts for 90% of murders in St. Louis. People in St. Louis also marched to protest Israel's invasion of the Gaza Strip. The protest called Hands Off Rafah was held at Keener Plaza. Several organizations taking part in this protest, which they say is in response to what they call the, quote, recent murder of 112 Palestinian civilians attempting to access food aid. Hundreds of people were at this protest yesterday with signs supporting the people of Gaza. And happening at 5 tonight, the United Hebrew Congregations hosting an event called Courage Under Fire, an evening with an Israeli hero. A man named Ron Harir will be speaking about how he was almost killed while rescuing people at the Gaza border on October 7th. Seeing a lot of people getting out and about, enjoying some warmer temperatures. It's been windy outside, and Jamie, you say it's going to be even windier today, but warmer today too.
Yeah, windy and warmer. Southerly winds bringing in the warm air, but yes, you're going to notice them. We also have the elevated fire danger again, especially across central Missouri into the northeastern portion of the state. Oh my goodness. I know. And that's because we have gusty winds, we have dry vegetation, and also relatively dry air. So the relative humidity doesn't look to be too terribly low here in the metro, but in some areas it will drop even lower. 52 is that normal high. 85 is the record for today, set in 1974, and we're forecasting 79 degrees. Our temperatures underperformed just a touch yesterday. We hit 66, but today again, with that good southerly wind, I think that we will get very close to 80, but stay shy of that record. Now, that could change, though, for tomorrow. Warm front just to our north and east, so that opens the door for that warmer air to spill into the region. A few clouds across southeastern Missouri, Reynolds County, seeing a little area of cloud cover move on through. Otherwise, though, we have clear skies. I checked visibility numbers. They are looking good, too, so far. 50 degrees currently. That wind out of the south-southeast at 11 miles per hour. Pressure this hour is falling. There's a look from Innsbruck Resort showing the very clear sky and good visibility at this hour. 43 for Alton, 55 though in Cuba, 53 in Rolla, Cook Station, 54 in Washington, 46 in Greenville. So for today, temperatures will be climbing to the 70s, upper half of the 70s. A few areas may hit 80 degrees this afternoon. Then we will see clouds increasing overnight, so becoming mostly cloudy, and then overnight lows only dropping down into the upper 50s to low 60s. So it should be a dry start at the bus stop tomorrow, but also a mild start. And tomorrow highs once again are going to be in the upper 70s to close to 80 degrees. I do think we'll see some sunshine, even though we'll start off the day probably with mostly cloudy skies, clouds and sun mixing over the course of the day. A cold front will be dropping into the area on Monday afternoon and evening. You can see signs of that front. It will bring showers and storms to the region. Those showers and storms will progress across the area as that cold front slowly moves across the area. We could have a few stronger storms also on Monday, probably in our area, more so Monday evening into Monday night, but a little bit earlier into the day, the farther west you are. Forecast wind gusts about 30 miles per hour over through the afternoon. That does ramp up just a little bit later on this morning and will continue straight on through tonight in the evening and even into tomorrow. That severe threat threat. We have a level 1 of 5, so it's not 0, but it could be a lot higher. So a level 1 of 5, that's more of an isolated concern. A few stronger pockets, hail and wind, would be the main threats with that tomorrow. So for today, though, no threat of rain or storm. 79 degrees. We'll have south winds sustained around 15, gusting to about 30. For tonight, increasing cloud cover and still breezy. The winds back off a little bit, but still gusting to about 20 or so miles per hour. Afternoon storms probably in central Missouri, more so the evening into tomorrow night for our area. Look how close we get to the record tomorrow, though. That was also set in 1974. 78 is our forecast. 79 is the record. So it will be close. We'll have to see if we get that. Lingering showers into Tuesday, as late as Tuesday afternoon. A break on Wednesday. Still a nice day, although relatively cooler. Thursday afternoon rain returns. It looks like beneficial rain through that stretch of Thursday, Friday into Friday night, maybe even lingering into Saturday. And then Laura, the dreaded day, spring forward. Now, I know a lot of people like it, but you do lose that hour of sleep next weekend as we set our clocks forward an hour.
If you work on weekend mornings, you don't like losing that hour of sleep. I can attest to that for years and years working weekend mornings, Jamie. Thank you for that.